Bear Podcast 319.
Well, just a little dab will slide you right in. It's all about lube this week, folks. I don't know what it is. I got an apartment full. I walk in my apartment, it smells like lube and condoms.
Really?
Then you had this Bear Watch bag sitting in here ready to go, run back, ready to go, and it smells like lube and condoms.
You must have had a wild weekend. Yeah, so it's
I was stuffing, but it was bags. It wasn't what I want to be stuffing, let me tell you.
Oh, I bet. But anyway, let's introduce ourselves first. Welcome to Bear Podcast, everyone. This is Nard.
He is the water-based lubricant guy.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
And this is Ray, the oil-based lubricant guy.
That's right. Ray's oil. I am more than water-based. So welcome to episode 319, and this is a special episode because it's all about lube. And we have a special guest, and we'll talk to him in a bit, but first, of course, we do our weekend update. So how are you, Ray? What's been going on with you?
I'm exhausted. Sorry everybody, I missed the Mother's Day show, but I was sick as a dog that night. I don't know what happened. I just think I am stressing myself out over being chairman of a bear event.
That's right. It was even your birthday.
It was even my a lot happened between the last show I was on and this show.
Mm-hmm.
My mom had a stroke. The last Monday night that I was on the show that we were recording, as soon as I got the show, I got a call that my mom had a stroke. So I was having to deal with that. My birthday hit the next week. I was sick. I think I was just stressed out from everything that was going on. But so I'm 42 now. So apparently I know the meaning of the universe. I just don't know what the question is.
Mm-hmm.
So for all you Hitchhikers to the Galaxy Guide fans.
42. That's the answer.
Saw Iron Man. We've seen Iron Man.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I was glad that your mom could be on the show and that you got Jeffrey to come in and co-host with you. Thank you, Jeffrey. I appreciate you doing that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just been crazy. It's just kind of been nonstop the last couple of weeks. It's just like...
Yeah, it's been crazy. For me, it's not too crazy, except for I kind of scrambled a little because you couldn't go on because you were sick, so I had to.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing okay, and as soon as I left work, it was like my head started hurting. Before I left work, my head started hurting, and by the time I got home, I swear to God, I just wanted to cry. Mm-hmm. It was hurting so bad, and it would not stop.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's my first real migraine, I guess. So,
do you drink coffee a lot?
I do, and trust me, I drank like 2 Mountain Dews hoping that it was a caffeine thing, and it wasn't.
It wasn't, okay. I was just thinking it was.
You know, I was trying everything that I could. You know, I was eating about as many aspirin as a person could eat without making it worse, making themselves sick off aspirin. So.
I thought you said I kept eating as much ass as you can.
Yeah. Well, if it's cute and nice ass, that might have helped.
Yeah.
Cute, okay. Nice, clean ass, it might have helped. But no. Mm-hmm.
No, definitely. Well, last weekend, I was in New Orleans. I actually suffered 5 hours at the airport, at Hobby Airport. And it's just crazy because of the weather. It just kept on raining and raining, and they keep moving. First it said 6:05, and then 7:30, and then 8:30, 9:30.
You could have driven that time, couldn't you?
I know. I could have just driven. And then it's a good thing I was in high spirits. I had my iPhone with me, so I just went online. I had my charger with me just in case I ran out of power, so I'm fine with using the phone for hours and hours, and they just keep on charging and everything. So I was fine until we flew, and then I just arrived in New Orleans about 10 o'clock. Past midnight. And then, of course, my hubby picked me up, and the next day we just hanged out with a couple of friends because we have friends from Columbus, Ohio who were visiting there. That's why I was there for the weekend. And we had Cajun food, and we had some more Cajun food. Very greasy. There's this restaurant called Cochon that we went to. It's a Cochon is French for pig, whatever it is. But it's actually a nice restaurant. It's more Cajun food and Creole type food, and it's good. And if you guys are in New Orleans, go check it out. And it was fun. It was fun hanging out with friends, and So, and then I had to fly back to Houston on Sunday. And what happened was, as soon as I left New Orleans, it suddenly, they had a downpour of rain there in New Orleans, and actually there was a tornado watch. It's a good thing I got away from New Orleans that time, so I went back to Houston pretty fine, and I was really, really tired that weekend. And that was fun. Softball and everything. Yeah, that was fun. So while you were, you called me. You called me when I was in New Orleans. I thought you were busy already with Nurse Ratched or something. But
no, Nurse Ratched's been sick all weekend. So in fact, Nurse Ratched had to go to their own emergency room yesterday, and they were bitching about how long it took in the emergency room. And I'm like, well, hello.
Maybe it's his fault. Maybe not. I hope he's better.
I was like, now you know what all those people feel like sitting in the lobby waiting on you.
Mm-hmm. So is he feeling better now?
Oh, yes. He just went and got some intravenous fluids because he just got severely dehydrated, he thought.
Oh, okay.
And did that and went home and slept again all last night. And they actually let him come in. He actually went into work and just worked, did paperwork today. So I thought I was talking to him briefly while Glee was on, and he was just, I'm just laying in bed. I can't do anything. I was like, well, you're sick. Maybe you should stay home from work.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Wow, your audio sounded like you're auto-tuned. Just like Glee. Just like Sue Sylvester a couple of weeks ago.
You got a beautiful, harmonious voice of mine.
Yeah. your voice kind of sound auto-tuned.
But oh, for all our book readers out there, the latest Suki Stackhouse book is out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
I'm like halfway through it, and I'm sitting here now. I just said that, and I cannot remember what the damn name of the book is.
Mm-hmm. But it's something. Has he gone lesbian? No.
No, that's just what's her name on the show, TV show. But,
just Anna Paquin. Okay. All right.
Yeah, but I'm like halfway through it.
Okay.
I picked up where the last book left off after.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The big Fae War, so
yeah. But I'm looking forward to True
Blood. I'll give you a little teaser about it.
Sounds
something that you probably wouldn't think about Suki.
Okay.
She swallows.
She swallows?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's a spoiler. Well, spoiled.
Well, I said spoiler.
I guess spoiler alert. But anyway, okay, so let's go on with the show. Let's move along. We have a special interview with A.L. Feldman. He is the inventor of Boy Butter. So we got to talk to him, and he has stories about his product, Boy Butter. Hey everyone, joining us today is A.L. Feldman, and he is the inventor, creator of Boy Butter. Welcome to the show, A.L.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, and we got a word from our friend Steve, and he told us about you being in the show, and Ray and I were kind of excited because, you know, it's lube. We're talking about lube here, so
yeah,
that's something
very important. It's a big part of our lives.
That's very much. That is true. That is true. So, okay, before we go to the Boy Butter discussion. So, you are based in New York right now?
Yes. My office is on Fifth Avenue, about 7 blocks from the Empire State Building. And across the street from the Museum of Sex, so it's very
nice.
Appropriate.
Okay.
My operations, everything, warehousing, laboratory, the Boy Butter is actually produced in Los Angeles. So the actual operations happen on the West Coast in L.A., and I do sales. I do all the office stuff with me and my assistant in our New York office. So we're very bi-coastal. I travel to Los Angeles a lot. I grew up there. Family's still there. So it's actually, I get the best of both worlds.
I see, yeah. East Coast and
West Coast.
West
Coast, yeah. I get to enjoy the weather there sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's freezing in New York. I got to go to California this week.
Where are you going, California?
Well, no, I was talking about you.
Oh, no, I'm going to Chicago next week for the International Mr. Leather Convention.
Oh, that's right.
yes, which is okay. the, I believe it's the 29th or the 30th.
Yeah, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think it might even be the 33rd. It's just 1 year older than myself. Mm-hmm. And it's the place, it happens every Memorial Day in Chicago. It's the biggest leather event in the world. And it's the trade show convention leather beauty pageant where I actually launched Boy Butter. So it's going to be our 7 year anniversary there next week.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool.
But you know, I was there last year for Bear Pride, and I was able to attend some of the. No, well, I went to the vendor fair at the IML, and it's just really amazing. Ray, you gotta go. You gotta go one of these years.
Well, I would be going this year.
Yeah, not this year. Try next year.
But what?
Huh?
But what?
I said I would be going this year, but funds are not allowing it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. You know, that's very important. You don't spend beyond your means. You're a very responsible man.
That's right.
Now I am.
That's good. But I go there to work. I don't really, you know, I don't really go there to enjoy myself too much. I gotta hustle. It's like a very intense 4 day straight show, and it's like 10 and 12 hour days.
Oh, I bet.
That's... And you just gotta make sure that everybody's properly lubricated. All those layers. they got a lot of surface area.
That's right.
And sometimes spit just won't cover it all.
No, not at all.
No. You got to either have a lot of spit or a lot of lube.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes both works.
That's right.
So, yeah, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
You invented Boy Butter when you were, what, about 24?
Yeah. Yes. I came up with the idea a year before it, but didn't think of actually making it until, I was 24.
Mm-hmm. So were you just like laying in bed when you're 23 whacking off and said, God, I need something better than Crisco
somebody needs Vaseline. To build a better mousetrap. Well, you listen, when I first started masturbating, I think I was 13, and the thing I first used was mineral oil.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Then I progressed up to Vaseline. And I tell you, I never really liked anything as much as those greasy types, you know, Vaseline, like the old school type of grease that is plentiful. A lot of 13-year-olds can find it. It works very well when you need it. But when you become an adult and you're actually having sex with people, condoms became very important.
Yep.
And most grease lubricants are not condom compatible. So I kind of wanted to, I thought there was something better out there because there were a couple different kinds. There was the water-based gels like Wet, ID, KY, those types of clear gels.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Those were made for women's bodies. And the only reason men or even gay men use them are because they're latex safe. The other type of lubricant that was very popular at the time was silicone lubricants, mm-hmm. like Eros or Gun Oil, which, in my opinion, lasted too long and were difficult to get out off my skin and off fabric. So I really felt that there needed to be a kind of Goldilocks just right lubricant out there.
Goldilocks.
And what led me back to it was I wanted to resurrect cream lubricants from the 70s, modernize them a bit, make them more mainstream. And I came up with the name Boy Butter just chatting with some friends at the back of a store where I worked. And it came out of a natural conversation. Like I just said out loud, somebody should make a lube called Boy Butter. It's a great name, and it should be like butter and creamy and last long and wash off like Pert Plus. That's what I always said. I want it to be like Pert Plus, wash and go. Once you're done, you're done. You know what I mean? And you don't want to, you don't want to mess or deal with the mess or, you know.
Yeah, I tried it myself. I tried it myself, and it's really easy to wash off. Yeah.
Where did you get it? I was going to send you samples.
Oh, actually, I got it from Bear Watch, I think.
Bear Watch last year, I think.
Bear Watch last year.
Samples.
I think you sent samples to one of the bear runs, and yeah. And I think
You're lucky enough to be able to get your hands on some.
Yeah, just tried it, and oh, this is this is nice. I mean, there were a lot of lubes available back then, and this one pretty stood out because I noticed that one of the bottle that you use, it's like a ketchup bottle.
Yeah, one of them. I listen. My whole shtick is we live in a very puritanical country where there is shame associated with sex or sex products. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to present my adult products, my line of products, like food products, because nobody has shame with food in this country. I presented it like I was food, and I just made it like novelty and kitsch and fun. But the lube is actually good, and we have a couple different lines. The original boy butter, which is in the yellow tub, the yellow bottles, all that stuff, that's a coconut oil lubricant. It's based coconut oil, and it has an added organic silicone, the stuff that's in, it's used in hair conditioners to kind of... To make your hair straight, to make it tangle-free, to give it like that. You can run your fingers through it. But it's really unique because when you mix the two, it makes the coconut oil water-soluble, like the hair conditioner is.
Yep.
So the whole product was greasy. It lasted long. You didn't need a lot of it. It had just the right amount of friction, and it washed off with water. So it had... everything you want. It was the Goldilocks lubricant. It really was. It was right in the middle, and that's what I think was lacking at that time. And there were some lubricants out there, like elbow grease, that are cream lubricants. But I think with that, it was limited in its marketing because it seemed a little bit too hard and almost leather to be picked up in the mainstream. I would say... it's funny, with boy butter, it's perfect for the leather guy and the sweater guy and everybody
the
in
sweater.
Between.
Okay.
Yeah, leather and sweater scene, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Those guys who maybe just masturbate or are very, they're not kinky at all. And
the vanilla guys.
Great for those, it's also great for the very kinky guys.
Uh-huh.
So we were able to market a product that appealed to... not only every type of gay man, but it jumped into the straight female scene as well. And a good third of our clients are straight females and straight couples.
Mm-hmm. But, okay, it is called boy butter, but it's not, just a disclaimer, it's not really made of butter, of course.
No,
of course not. It's just called boy butter.
Boy butter, yeah, because it was just a cute name. It was,
yeah,
boy
it
butter.
Is.
As I said, we were chatting. It's like a euphemism for cum.
That's right.
And there's a straight term called baby batter, which was what they call cum, because, you know, they can get pregnant from it. But guys don't get pregnant, so we just called it boy butter instead of baby batter.
I see.
And I thought that was a great name for lube.
So what about quality control, and how do you do it? Like, you give it to your friends. Okay, try it out, guys. I mean, you know, the first time it came out.
Well, this is what I always say when it came to my product. I wasn't only the president. I was also head of the research department. So
okay. All right.
Believe me, I had a lot of very willing participants who helped me do research. There was a lot of clip boards and notes. And it was, listen, I couldn't wait to do more testing.
Oh, I bet.
and my packaging says that boy butter, is tested, retested, and then tested some more just because the tests are so fun.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it's nothing like, taking a 5-gallon bucket.
Yeah.
Of lube, sitting it in a minimal bathhouse and say, have at it, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about one with like a big giant butter churn pump?
Yeah.
Well, I always get people who ask for like a gallon tub or something, like a family size.
Family you know size. I mean? Okay. It's kind of big. All right. Like,
well, I don't know. I never got around to it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said a lot of people use it for fisting.
Yes, there's. It's great for that. We have a lot of customers that like that. It's great for masturbation, anything that you would want grease for. Mm-hmm. And again, from the 70s, when fisting kind of became very popular and anal sex became very popular as well, that's when Crisco, Vaseline, things like that, which were very accessible, cheap, and efficient ways of lubricating. But again, none of those were condom safe. And my original boy butter, the coconut oil, is not latex safe as well. Mm. But a couple years later, in 2006, we created You'll Never Know It Isn't Boy Butter.
Okay.
Which is our water-based version of boy butter. And that's actually really interesting because we invented the first cream, the first grease that you can use with latex condoms. And that was really unique.
Oh, cream. It's a cream version, okay.
Yeah, all my products, all the Boy Butter products are creams. And we have them split right down the middle. Half the lines are oil-based, and the other half are water-based, because we do want to, we do feel it's important to have variety and to have products that are conducive with safe sex.
Yes. Actually, personally, I prefer water-based myself. I like water-based.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So have you ever tried our water-based one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you?
I have. Yeah. How about you, Ray? Have you?
No, I think I'll stick to the original boy butter.
Mm. Well, what I'm going to do is I got your address from Steven.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you guys full products.
Woohoo!
Full nice products.
Woohoo!
And I also want to offer any of your listeners who listen, all they have to do is go to boybutter.com and feel free to email me and let me know which type of boy butter you want. We have boy butter original. We have water-based boy butter. We have our desensitizing boy butter. It's called Boy Butter Extreme. And we have a water-based version of that as well. And we've got a warming. So we've got a whole, we have all different types. And anybody who just wants, any bear who just wants to come on our website and let us know, we'll gladly and happily send you guys samples.
Awesome. So what's the website for people to check out?
Yeah, you just go to boybutter.com. And you can go to my contact page. You can read around. There's product information. It's an information-only site. I do have my own web store. It's called shoplube.com. Mm-hmm. That's shoplube.com. And that's where we sell the boy butter. And there will be links that direct you there. And, yeah, I mean, it's very easy to get. It's a good product.
Yep.
And it's made by a gay man for a gay man.
Oh,
and
okay.
Specifically for gay sex, so we're very happy about that.
That is awesome. So, is this available in stores in probably adult bookstore? I don't know where, but
yes, it's available not only all over the internet. One of my biggest clients, Amazon.com, drugstore.com, Walgreens carries it.
Walgreens, nice.
Yes, Walgreens.
Yes.
All right, there's one near me.
Well, some of them carry it. I noticed some of the ones more gay neighborhoods are carrying it now.
Yes, if you're in a gay ghetto and there's a Walgreens near you, chances are they're going to carry gay lubricants on there for their clientele. And boy butter has been a good seller for the Walgreens, whether you're in Atlanta, whether you're in San Francisco, in L.A., there are places that do carry it. Almost every adult store with a gay mixed or gay or demographic that goes to it, you'll find our product. We're all over the world. We're all over North America, Canada. We're in Europe, Australia, Japan, China, Hong Kong. We're pretty much in the Western world and growing in the Eastern as well.
That is awesome. How about your next next appearance? I mean, you're going to be in IML. You're going to be selling. You're going to be doing a boy butter. A booth there, aren't you?
I'm going to have a booth there, and it's going to be directly across from the boot black section.
Nice.
And I'm going to have a beautiful tie dyed 1960s 60s colorful crazy theme. And my husband will be there. He's going to be helping me with the money aspect, and I can just I do all the sales. So my favorite thing to do is sell the product directly to the consumer. And that venue, IML, I can meet people who have used my product. They like my product. There's people who have never heard of my product. They come. I do a Costco testing. I have a little, like I give them a little squirt on their finger. They rub it. I make sure they have a little wet napkin to wash it off and try something else. And really just describe the product and what makes it different, what makes it good, and just really connect with people. Mm-hmm. And it's those kinds of shows that are really good for us. The next appearance that I know we're probably going to be doing is the Folsom Street East.
Okay.
Which is in, I believe, the week before Gay Pride. I think it's the second or third week of June. You can check the internet for that. But we usually have a booth there. And I think I might, it's still on the fence, but I would like to do a float for the Gay Pride Parade here in New York City.
Wow, that is good. So yeah. Awesome. Wow. So boybutter.com, that's where people can find out about the product, and shoplube.com, which is where they can check out the product and actually order online, right?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, hey, and on the videos that you have on your website, is that you in the videos?
Yes, it is.
Nice.
Yes, it is.
I saw that. Yeah.
I use myself in all the marketing. If you've ever seen like an ad with a guy in it, it's me. What I also do that's unique is you'll know that there's a lot of lubricants on the market, but mm-hmm. you don't know who makes them. And I feel that it's very important to stand behind your product. And if you make a product, you know, that people can connect with the person that makes it, I think not only does it help sell the product better, but they have a more, it's almost like a down home or homemade product mm-hmm. that they, you know, they just can connect and have comfort with. And when they see the person that actually started the business, made the product, sells it, and puts himself as a spokesperson in either campaigns or ads, it's unique.
Mm-hmm. Even beats Billy Mays, then, I guess.
Yes, and I'm alive.
Yes, and you're alive.
I'd like to be either the slap chop, the new slap chop guy, or Suzanne Summers with a sign master, somewhere in between the two.
That's awesome. Okay, so.
You never know. You might be the George Foreman of Boy Butter.
Yes,
yeah, right?
That's more appropriate. Yeah.
George Foreman of Boots.
Building a better butter.
That's, there you go.
Okay. Well, Ael, so we're running out of time, and thank you very much for being in the show and telling us more about Boy Butter. It's great.
Thank
it's great.
Guys.
Great to have you in the show. So, guys out there, check out boybutter.com, and if you want to check out the store, go to shoplube.com.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much, and hopefully we'll do this again. And I appreciate it.
All right.
And we're back from out of space. You just walked in that door and look it on your face.
Yes, thank you, Ayo, for joining us. It's awesome to have the inventor of Boy Butter. So, yeah, this is a very lubricated episode. What do you think, Ray?
Very, very,
very lubricated. So you've been busy with Bear Watch.
Oh, Lord. I am so glad it'll be over with Sunday. I ain't not going to know what to do. I enjoy doing this. It's just a lot of work. But it seems like, you know, of course, when you're doing something like this, everything in your either in the personal life or the work life all goes to hell in a handbasket. And the last 2 weeks, both of those have done it for me. So it's just, I'm just like, I just wanted to get here so I can sip cocktails and kind of help enjoy myself.
Well, I could have helped last. Well, I couldn't help last Saturday because I was out of town. And
that's right. Nice. That's okay. We did a packet stuffing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We stuffed Don.
You stuffed Don. Okay. Yeah. The theme for Bear Watch is Heroes and Villains. Yep. It's going to be on May 21st to 23rd, this coming Friday. And by the time you guys hear this, would be probably Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday.
So come on down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can still register. There's still a few rooms at the hotel left.
Mm-hmm.
You can still get registered. You can register at the door. Come on.
Yep.
Come join us.
So
lots of fun.
You know, I do have a question. Where am I going to get my I need to buy those pajamas, those heroes pajamas, or
Tarjay Boutique. Yeah.
Okay, I'll check it out. Okay. So how about some feedbacks and emails? How's that, Ray? Okay.
Oh well, I just want to send a shout out to Robert from Atlanta. Thank you for the happy belated birthday, Robert. I appreciate the email. Mm-hmm. And Maynard, you're supposed to send me one. Let's see. I still hang out the one that she said you sent me.
Oh, okay. Let me forward it to you. Oh, there it is. I sent it to you, but I have an email from David. David is on the fan page also. So here's an email from David from episode 318, Mother's Day special, Ray's birthday, Chaser Show. That was an impromptu Chaser Show with Jeffrey. Okay. So he says, I love the podcast. It's my only saving grace since B-Talk went belly up. Yeah. B-Talk is closed for now. Anyway, I just got an iPad and I was reading the iBook program that comes with it, and the first book it comes with, it is Winnie the Pooh. So as I was reading the first couple of pages, I just realized something. Christopher Robin was a bear chaser. That blew my mind. That's what he said.
Yes, he was.
He's a bear chaser. That is true. Okay.
He was the original chaser.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The first chaser. I actually checked out the books I went to Best Buy and I checked out the book, and it's actually one of the first books that I saw. It was by Charlene Harris. I'm not sure if it's I forgot, but it's a Suki book, I think, that they had in the display. Somebody bought it or something, but it was cool. I like it. I like the iPad, but like I said, I was telling Mike about this, that I'm not gonna get one this year. Probably next year, maybe, if they have a front facing camera. That'd be nice. Okay, so how about, did you get the email that I sent you?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one from Brian.
Yeah.
I'm going to read that.
Yep. Go ahead.
This email from Brian in response to us talking about the iPad and stuff.
By the way, this is a repeat read email because it's really meant for Ray, and we read it last week, but it's really meant for Ray. So go ahead, Ray, because it's for you.
It says, howdy, Daddy Ray and Nard. Once again, really enjoyed the podcast. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Makes my work day go by in a pleasant way. Ray, would you read me a little bedtime story at Bear Watch? Gladly. Just come up and get me and say, will you read me a bedtime story? Nard was right. If the online colleges use this Flash for its classes and the iPad, it's not a device to use. A regular Mac or PC laptop would do, but if the booked for the classes or an e-book for it, then by all means go for it. The paper issue is a tricky one. Currently, the iPad does not have a print capability, but there are several apps that will do the trick. Have not tried any just yet. Mm-hmm. Nard, come to the Apple side.
I have been to the Apple side. So is Ray. Ray is also in there. But
yeah.
Okay.
Daddy Ray, you were so right about the telephone bid, and he's referring to the Army telephone bid. He said, that cub is so breedable, it's not funny. Yeah, I think he's gay, beyond a doubt.
Yeah.
So if you watch the video, you'll know who we're talking about. I have not read anything. He says, have you read Vince's book yet? No, I've not had a chance to get it. Suki Stackhouse took precedence over Leather Boy. It's not a hard read. Have issues written after discussion with Vince last year. So that's good. You know, it's good when you can talk to the authors about their stuff.
I wonder if Brian's going to come to Bear Watch. I wish he would.
Yeah, he said he was coming to
Bear Watch. Oh, good. Okay, we can hang out. Good. That's good. Okay, so anything else? Do I have any more feedback? So thank you, Brian. Thank you, Brian, again for emailing us. Mm-hmm. Also, okay, I got a wall post from the fan page. Says here from John, hi Nard, my BF and I are going to see Bear Nation for the Canadian premiere this Saturday night, and it's part of the 20th year of the Gay and Lesbian Film Festival there in Toronto. I guess it's going to be in Toronto. So, yeah, Bear Nation movie, Bear Nation the movie. Yeah, it's by Malcolm Ingram. many of you guys may have heard it already. So it's actually a documentary about bears and the bear community, and you know, it's one of those bear documentaries again. Yeah, so check it out. Go to I think it's Bear Nation. .com, BearNationTheMovie.com. I'll put the links on the show notes if I can. Okay, so yeah, thank you, John, for the post. And guys, go friend us, go like the fan page of Bear Podcast. The links are on the website. Oh, we have a new website. We have a new redesign.
The updated website.
Updated website. Now we have Ray and I have our pictures there coming. I've been planning to do this for a long time, and I've been testing some stuff for the past few months, and I thought of releasing it now because it's going to be busy with Bear Watch and lots of videos coming up, and June, July. We're going to be very busy in June, July, especially when we go out of town in July. We go to Europe and stuff. So I just wanted to give the website a fresh look. So what do you guys think? Tell us what you think about the new design of the website. Anyway, so let's wrap this up, Ray, because, you know, you're dozing off.
I'm on drugs and I need to go to bed.
You're in drugs right now. Yeah, and don't forget, guys, go to bearwatch.net. And register if you guys want to come to Galveston. Be nice to hang around Galveston Beach before the oil arrives. No, there's not going to be any more oil. Yeah. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun weekend. It's going to be a fun, intimate weekend with the Bears and Cubs here in Houston, Galveston, and Harris County area. Most of the people who come are from Texas anyway, too. From Louisiana. Austin, Dallas, and but everybody's invited, of course. So come on over. Heroes and Villains, May 21st, 23rd. It's at bearwatch.net. Come and register and come to that. It's going to be too short notice, I guess, for people from out of town. But yeah, go to bearwatch.net.
But you never know. People might be listening in town. It's like, oh, we got something we can go do. Yay!
Yeah.
If nothing else, at least come down to the beach on Saturday.
Yeah, come to the beach. It's going to be lots of people.
Everybody should be there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so thank you, everyone, for listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com or email us individually, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Or call the voicemail line. What's the voicemail line, Ray?
It is 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes.
Leave us a message and we'll play it on the show.
Yes. Subscribe via iTunes and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. And follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Okay. So thank you, everyone, for listening. And keep on masturbating and get those lubes.
That's right.
Go to boybutter.com and check out the product. And it'd be nice. I myself have used it and I like it a lot. I like it myself.
Yep. Okay. That's good.
That's good. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
Okay. So
the very. Hang on, let's do that again. I was kind of off. I'm still trying to catch up. The drugs are kicking in.
Oh, okay.